Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan, that is in Richmond for those that don't know. And Monumental Sports Network 2, represented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up later in the show, Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:45. Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News, joins us at 9 to talk about the Stephon Diggs trade as he goes from the Bills to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a discussion that Grant and Danny had yesterday on their show here on 106.7 The Fan. They believe that the Commanders should try to model themselves after the Houston Texans when they selected C.J. Stroud with the number 2 overall pick last year. They plug him in as a rookie. He helps lead them to the playoffs. I love the concept. It's just a matter of, will your rookie quarterback
play as well
that you select? Will he have that same immediate impact as a C.J. Stroud?
That's always the goal.
I love the thought of going from a non-playoff team to a playoff team in year one, led by a rookie quarterback. The problem is it just doesn't happen very often.
Correct.
It's not an easy blueprint.
It's always the goal when you take a quarterback at number 2 for him to start immediately and start off great. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do. And they were very fortunate. You know, give it up for CJ to have a season like he did. But, you know, they got a good coaching staff, but it's not easy for a quarterback to come in and step in and do what he did.
He had a historic season.
A historic year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I've don't been saying expect
this,
that.
I've been saying this for a while, and I'm not willing to bet that they make the playoffs yet.
Well, you don't even know who the quarterback is. Yeah.
I said it's a lot dependent on who they draft. I'm more inclined to think that if they draft Jaden Daniels, they'll have a shot at the playoffs than if they go with Drake May. I think Drake May is more of a long-term play. But it's not an absurd notion. First of all, they have flipped the roster.
Yes.
Believe by last count, it's 20 new players.
At least
might even be more than that at this point.
Doesn't mean they're all better, though.
I'm not saying
the only area I think we could say for sure they're 100% stone cold better is at linebacker.
Yes,
but the other ones you just don't know until they play. We thought that they addressed a lot of stuff last year.
I'll agree. And some of these guys are filler.
I think it's
they're going to be here for a year.
23
or two.
Players.
So it's up to 23. I just know it's over 20.
McNichols, the running back from San Francisco.
I would say they're better at running back.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
We also all agree.
I would agree
that the coaching was subpar last year.
Well, terrible.
That's not only the head coach, but all of the other coaches. It was terrible.
It was not good.
So couldn't get worse. I mean, I guess it's possible to get worse, but we can't imagine.
I can't fathom
a situation where Dan Quinn and this staff is going to be worse than Ron Rivera and his staff.
It's impossible for it to be worse.
It's probably the worst coach team other than maybe Vegas when McDaniels, before he was fired.
And that was a debacle.
Yeah.
Like, players were basically revolting there.
Overall, top to bottom, was probably the worst in the league.
So,
would you argue with that?
I've been bringing this up for pretty weeks. Bad. Kurt Benkert, who's online, a former quarterback, he pointed this out on Twitter yesterday. He said, Texans flipped the division upside down. Rookie head coach last year, killed the draft, rookie quarterback, added pieces, then reloaded an offseason of year 2, which is now. Want to know my prediction for the next team to do this? Commanders. 49ers pipeline GM, head coach on first year of contract, likely to take star quarterback in the draft, already has pieces at wide receiver, defensive-minded head coach like the Texans.
I hope he's right. I hope that they become a 10 or 11-win team in year one under Dan Quinn. But I think that's a big ask, especially with all of the roster churn that we've been talking about.
10 or 11 is hard, but remember, last place schedule, and, all right, I think the Eagles have reloaded. Now, they've lost some players, too, so I don't know if they're going to be better or worse. You'd really kind of have to analyze on paper.
You know they're going
to
be good.
Eagles.
Yeah. I feel like Jalen Hurts is going to bounce back, but I think they're going to be better.
It seems like the Cowboys are sliding back.
Right.
So I think they are in a position where they have a chance, but you have to hit on the quarterback.
Correct.
You have to hit on the quarterback. That's what it comes down to. Because I agree, Eckler's going to be an upgrade, so the running back room is better. Guys like Zach Ertz, that's just a throwaway to me.
I mean, I think it's hard to argue he's better than Logan.
I do think that they've addressed offensive line to some extent, but I don't know if these guys are any good.
I thought they addressed it last year.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen.
Well, I do think the resume of these guys is better.
To the offensive line. Like, I would expect reinforcements through the draft.
Remember, they've got 6 picks in the top 100.
Right.
No, I know they will.
So they're going to add.
I know they will, but they have to be good. Like, I thought we addressed the offensive line with guys we brought in.
And out of those 6 picks, possibly you got 3 of those will be starters.
Right.
You know, one of them's probably a definite starter, a quarterback. And then maybe the second round picks could be starters.
But as for the Texans model,
right away,
not only is it year one, you have to think about year two. So the Texans, and they had 2 first round picks last year, right? They drafted Will Anderson.
They moved up to get
as well
Anderson,
as CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they had been bad for several years, so they had been able to accumulate some talent, even though they were losing season after season. Stroud turned it around. So they got to do that in year one. But what have the Texans done in year two with D'Amico Ryans? They add Stephon Diggs. That's the most recent. They signed Danielle Hunter.
It's a big one.
Yep.
Him a $49 million deal. They traded for Joe Mixon at running back. They brought in Danico Autry, defensive end, gave him big money. Brought in a linebacker, got a good corner in Jeff Okuda.
They're doing what every team that has a cheap quarterback on the roster that's performing should be doing. They're loading up in the other spots because they're not spending $45, $50+ million on their quarterback yet. So it totally makes sense. You try to make your run right now when you have a cheap quarterback under contract.
But if Washington won 8 games next year, right, and they don't make the playoffs with 8 wins, you double. That's a great season.
Sure.
Year one is a success if you double your win total.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the nature of the league is to kind of keep everybody competitive, to kind of make it so that with the way they do scheduling and everything else, so it's almost going to be hard to duplicate 4 wins because, this is the nature of the league. Keep everybody kind of within the realm of 500, and then if you execute, you can make the playoffs.
I brought this up a couple weeks ago.
I don't think it's...
We focus on the Texans, and they deserve a ton of praise for what they did this year. But the Colts went from a 4-win team to a 9-win team. Mm-hmm. And had they won their last game, would have been in the playoffs, and the Texans wouldn't have been.
And that was with Gardner Minshew playing quarterback for the majority of the season.
Right. And it was the same formula, new head coach in Shane Steichen, who took over for Frank Reich.
Well, yeah, but
Jeff Saturday.
Saturday was in there. You got to give the coaching staffs a lot of credit for this too. All right. Obviously, the players are on the field making plays and scoring the points, but coaching staffs are huge. That's why you got to give a ton of credit to D'Amico Ryans and that staff, and then of course with Steichen and that staff.
How do you explain the Colt turnaround?
Yeah, I mean the coaching
because you can't just say, well, they found their quarterback.
And by the way, Jonathan Taylor was hurt for most of the year.
Yeah. The way I would explain it is, again, like I said, is the league just kind of keeps everybody somewhat competitive. And if you can win a few games,
there's parity.
You're all of a sudden you're at 9 wins.
There's parity.
You know, like
the Colts were they were kind of weird where Minshew just held it together. Just enough.
Managed
Zach
it.
Moss was decent.
Yeah,
when
it's good.
Taylor was sidelined.
They had a legit number one receiver.
Michael Pittman is a stud.
He's a stud.
Don't you think most teams are just kind of and then there are a few great teams, and there are a few horrible teams?
Oh, I think the margin between some of these teams is so thin that any kind of call or bounce of the ball or lucky break ends up swinging a game in a team's favor.
100%.
And then, you know, every team is plus or minus 2 to 4 wins based on those small margin of errors.
100%. That's exactly what I'm trying to
those,
say.
And if those teams are more prepared 100%. Going into a Sunday that they weren't prepared for because the coaching staff didn't really focus on it for whatever aspect of the game it is, then that could be the difference. But, it's two or three plays per game, and that could be the difference.
Couldn't you wouldn't you want to model your team kind of like the Colts more so than the Texans? Because let's say
it was less based on one player.
Well, yeah, because a lot is basing it off of hitting your number two pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that could be harder to do than it is to, I don't know, build a culture.
But Richardson was
top four or five.
Top 4 or 5. He only played what, 5 games?
Yeah, he got injured relatively early.
But all those other subsequent picks were high, right? Did any of those other guys pan
Taylor
out?
Taylor was like, are you talking about like Jonathan Taylor?
He's talking about last year.
From that year. So, right? So if you're picking at the top of the draft every round, that's a little bit of
advantage. Wouldn't the Colts' method of building a team seem almost easier
than
building the Texans?
I don't know enough about the Colts. Like, I don't know what theirs foundation is.
It kind of depends on, but if the number two pick is a quarterback, that's certainly, if the number two pick is a tackle or a receiver or a corner, you know, he doesn't have the impact that a quarterback does.
Mm-hmm.
So that number two pick, a quarterback, it's got
to
hit.
It's harder. It's harder to identify the special sauce in Indianapolis than it is in Houston.
True. Yeah.
Well, one part of their special sauce is they have a really good offensive line. They have a couple of Pro Bowlers
in
Indianapolis.
Well, that's why I say.
When Gardner Minshew got back there, he already had Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly. They have really good offensive linemen,
right.
And then. You guys mentioned Zach Moss. Yes, they lose Jonathan Taylor for part of it, but they could run the football with Zach Moss. Then Taylor got back and did work.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My point is, I think if you're a Commanders fan, you have to at least be optimistic that you can have this type of turnaround. It's not a guarantee.
Mm-mm.
But you're going to have a good chance.
Best case scenario, you're hoping it happens, but I wouldn't go into 2024 thinking, We're gonna be the NFC version of the Texans.
I think generally you presented a good case, but I think you got to also remember there's a couple factors here that are keeping people down. The history of what we've done over the last 30 years is just always being hopeful and just daggers to the heart, right? So you got that. B, we're enduring this kind of this rebuild, whatever, with the Wizards that looks like it's going to take 100 years.
Different sport.
I understand. I'm just saying. We're in the middle of it. And the Nats even, we're in the middle of a rebuild. And we got a lot of young players on the horizon. It looks like they're still projected only win 66 games. So, like, I think it's a hard sell for this fan base to go, we're going to turn it around right away.
The upside of it is no more Snyder. Harris is a different type of owner. They have a real GM.
You can
running,
find reasons
Adam
for
Peters.
Optimism. You can
like
find
that, that's where I think Commanders fans can be like, okay, it is possible. Whereas when Snyder on the team, you just felt like improving and sustained success was impossible to happen here.
Look, there's no guarantee. There are teams that flip a coach, that change a quarterback, that don't improve.
Of course,
Carolina Panthers last year.
Yeah,
Jonathan Gannon, who was the other coordinator from the Eagles, who got a gig last year, took over the Cardinals. They went from 4-13 to 4-13.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No improvement. Now, Kyler Murray missed a bunch of games. Mm-hmm. You got issues. Like, the biggest factor, we all know, is the quarterback.
If Kyler plays the entire year, they're obviously better than 4 wins.
But if Adam Peters gets it right, if he gets it right and their quarterback is decent, they're going to have a damn good shot at making the playoffs next
again,
year.
Again, they've upgraded at so many spots on the roster. Mm-hmm. So even if the quarterback, whoever it is, just has an average rookie year. All right, if he has a terrible year and Mariota's starting by week 6, different story. Has an average rookie year, they're going to be in that 7-8 range minimum, I
Hopefully
think.
Hopefully that's the case.
Because Ron went to the playoffs with 7 wins.
That's what I'm saying. So I think you got to be optimistic. And it comes down to the quarterback if they can stay healthy and just has a decent year.
I have more thoughts on this. Cakes is waving his hand like a maniac.
Let's get to it.
We'll take
some
calls
too.
Next on the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines 800-636-1067. Can the Commanders be the 2024 version of the Houston Texans? We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.